mad at you? What was I mad at you about? I remember.
Oh, is this the annual thing?
No. Oh. No, this is a thing that he did on Saturday that I am so mad about.
I
am livid.
Yeah?
And it's just the most atrocious thing anybody could ever do. Do you know what he did?
Started this podcast.
Nope. I mean, yeah, you did, I guess.
Yep.
Greetings, Afroposse, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Afropop Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Jesus.
I mean, yes,
and
technically.
Special guest, Jesus Christ.
Is he here?
I mean,
on a cracker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, I thought they were wafers.
No, it's like a Triscuit, but it's got like the scorch mark in the shape of Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, neat.
White Jesus, not real Jesus.
Yeah, no, obviously.
No, yeah.
God.
Real Jesus never appears on crackers.
Salsa, I'm really proud of you today. Let's not fuck that up. Should we just close out the podcast? We just have we peaked.
Thank you. Good night.
Yep. Fuck, man. Wow. Huh. Oh, yeah. Is it?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since she's been that broken.
Yeah. Which was great, but then also watching you completely lose it is also amazing.
I'm full of joy right now. I've missed this. I've missed this so much.
My abs hurt extra hard today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, that was beautiful. It's awesome. Salsa, I remembered why we keep you around now.
Yeah. She's still mad at you.
Oh, I am. I am livid.
Well, should we drink something before we find out what it is find out what I did?
Yeah. All right.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking Southern Orange.
Orange.
This is from the...
Yeah.
The Contraband.
Yeah, Contraband.
The Black Hills Contraband.
From Black Hills.
No, it's called Black Hills Contraband.
Right.
Yes. But it's from Black Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, this... orangey.
Yeah, it's got spices in there, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's like a mulled orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's...
It's like a dreamsicle with nutmeg or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
A little bit of star anise at the end.
I was about
that
to say,
was that was the part that I was like, oh, this is doing all right. Oh, no, that's
my memory of it is the anise wasn't quite so forward. It's possible it is just like over time the anise
over time it's gotten stronger. Yeah. That might be the frustration I've been having with all of these because all of them have a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in there.
I know that one of the things that happened with a lot of drinks in the time of contraband liquor was that because of the way that they were made and how strong the flavors ended up being, like almost like turpentine or powerful star anise or the strength of the taste of the gin and everything.
I'm adding Dr. Pepper.
Well, all of the Black Hills Contrabands that I've had have been very unsubtle.
Yeah.
They have just been in your face, every single one of them so far.
We are now...
For better or for worse, that is the palette of the mixer. And,
all right.
Some of them work for me. Some of them are just too forward for me.
So I put a little Dr. Pepper in and took a sip right away.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is working better because that's what Dr. Pepper does.
Yeah. Fixer upper.
It makes the front less saccharine to me, which I appreciate.
It's like a dreamsicle Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I'm still getting just the slightest hint of that.
It definitely softens the hit, but
it softens it. Yeah. It does soften it.
So. Now you're getting slapped with a glove instead of the whole hand.
Mm-hmm. a kid
skin gauntlet as opposed to the steel gauntlet.
Jeffrey Dahmer has entered chat.
What? No.
No,
nope.
Kid, like
no.
Baby goat kid.
Oh.
Oh my god. Oh, you know what, Salsa, you're forgiven. I'm mad at James now.
Yeah. All right, okay. Well, I'm gonna
oh, thank
while
god.
You're mad at him, I'm gonna try this ginger beer that we had last week with the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Mm. I just need to remind myself of what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, okay.
I'm really, really looking forward to this one.
All right, gingerbread. Here's the gingerbread for you.
Pass that evilness over.
Pour vous.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, I'm kind of excited. That's,
okay.
Hmm, all right.
Well, go ahead and talk about it, Salsa.
There is a lot going on there.
The carbonation in my glass was in the shape of a heart.
Aw. These are the things that happen to you, James.
Yeah. There's still like
it's very still very gingery. Yeah.
I'm catching that real sharp aftertaste.
Ah. Oh god.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree that like the sticky sweetness is dulled down.
Yeah, no, it dulls down the sticky sweetness, which you wouldn't think. But...
Right, because we're adding high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
I don't know if I like
this. This is not.
Yeah.
James,
I'll,
if you like
yeah,
it, you
I'll
can
take care of
have
it.
We?
Yeah, you take care of those, James.
Have we found one that Dr. Pepper did not?
I think there
fix?
Was one.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Champagne.
I mean,
yeah.
The thing is that it was always made it. Better, mm-hmm. not necessarily made it drinkable,
right?
But no, fair. I think this is it's pretty much tied with the previous version. I think it's did make it better. I don't think it made it worse, but I don't think it made it better.
I don't think it did make it better. I think that one stayed just about where it was.
It's not great, but I will clean this up.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
So anyway, the reason why I'm mad at you, Salsa,
yes,
involves drinking.
Okay.
So,
we did a lot of that.
We did do a lot of that. And in fact, we did so much of that that you took my last blackberry cider.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that was yours.
It was mine, and
I'm
I was
so sorry.
Saving it. And I went to go get it, and it was gone.
She's saving it for marriage.
And
I had no idea.
No? Oh.
And I
opened
like,
up the cooler. And there was a cider in there, and I went, cool, cider.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I'm not going to say it's my fault for putting it in a cooler where everybody had their stuff.
that would be victim blaming.
And was somewhat free for all anyway, but I am still blaming you.
I'll accept that.
But I was just like, I'm going to go get my blackberry cider. Oh, where did go? Oh, son of a bitch. And then I went outside and you had it. And I was like,
No, that's valid.
You may have even asked Joe, like, if you could have it or ask
him. No,
it was, you just
it
grabbed
was
it?
In, it was okay. In the communal cooler.
The cooler.
So I just took it.
We just put our stuff in a cooler. We didn't know if it was a communal cooler.
Yeah.
So anyway. I was angry. I was so angry.
That's
I was so
valid.
Angry. I didn't bring it up at all.
Yep.
Because you're a Minnesotan. Because
I'm a Minnesotan.
For the benefit of the podcast audience, can you shake your fist at him?
Yeah.
There we go.
Acceptable.
Yeah. Anyway, but the reason why that happened is that you and I were at the same place on Saturday.
Yes, indeed.
Did you want to talk about
not only,
that?
Not only the two of us, but a lot of people.
So many people.
Like,
it's
many people. And it was surreal.
It really was.
Being around people. It was my sister-in-law's housewarming party.
Oh, excellent.
They just bought a house a month or two ago at
couple
this point.
Ago.
I don't remember exactly, but they've bought a house and everybody was vaccinated. And so they were like, come on over, you vaccinated people. And warm up our house a little bit.
Yeah.
It didn't need warming up because it was
everybody
fucking 90
was
degrees
vaccinated.
Out. But their house is awesome. Their sewing room is fucking cool.
Oh my
so
god, that sewing room.
So jealous.
I can only live vicariously through the two of you.
I was
right.
Like, you guys,
I had other shit going
I'm
on.
Just taking this house now. Leave all of your belongings. They are now mine.
Jenna lives here now.
I live here now.
Yeah.
They went to like the U of M reuse center, and they went to another like furniture consignment shop.
Yeah.
And scored.
Yeah.
Big time.
That cutting table is their, so glorious.
The cutting table for the sewing room was in the U of M at the like veterinary science building or whatever. I don't know what building it was, but it was a big, it was probably 4 foot by 10 foot.
Something like that. It's long.
Big, maybe we'll go big with fucking, yeah, okay, 4 foot by 8 foot. Big fucking wall hanging that had that like laminated front on it. That was, it was just one of those things that is in a hallway.
Yeah.
It's just one of those infographic things.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it was about lions, which is pretty cool.
Ooh.
But it was this big, and it was like, the board was like an inch and a half thick.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was just a big fucking board with like that laminated front.
Yeah.
And it was $5.
Holy shit.
And they got 4 short bookshelves.
Yeah.
And use those as the base.
Yeah, that's what
which
you
is
do.
Storage and the base.
Yeah.
And now she's got a big fucking sewing room cutting table.
That's amazing.
It's
with
absolutely
all this
incredible
storage underneath. For a ridiculous price.
Yeah.
And
good.
And while you're cutting your, you know, fabric, you can learn about lions.
Yes.
Bonus.
So it, yeah, really cool. And just all sorts of fun stuff. They've got their new deck built out. They have a balcony out their bedroom. That we keep trying to convince them that they need to run a zip line to their backyard with.
Oh, that's the best plan.
I know, right?
For safety.
No. They're all about it. They just don't know where to attach the zip line to. The basement's really cool. Spacious.
It's glorious. It's a
fantastic house.
Some people
really
luck.
God, so jealous.
Not that they don't deserve it.
They absolutely
do. Right.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
And then I ruined it all by stealing Jenna's cider.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you farted and they didn't install the fart cupboard yet.
Oh, they hadn't installed the fart cupboard.
Ooh, that's a good housewarming gift.
That would warm the house up.
The fart or the fart cupboard?
6 of 1.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a horse apiece. Smells like one anyway. Yeah.
God. Oh, so yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good time.
And then I did a thing with James on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yes.
Basically, I'm just going to do all of my stuff is about you guys, apparently, because I'm a woman.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you did your thing with me on Saturday, because Sunday I was hungover as fuck. So.
Yeah, he drank a lot of other people's ciders.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, let me tell you, the only way to recover was to eat someone else's eggs and bacon while drinking somebody else's coffee. Fuck.
That's real good. No, Sunday we had booth camp.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we camped the shit out of that booth. What? Mm-hmm.
And boothed the shit out of that camp.
Yeah.
Because we all know Booth has really got a lot of camp.
Yeah, it does.
That's quite true.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you aren't wrong.
I've hung out there. I know.
Yeah.
That was how we met. After you left, Ren Riga was like, oh, do you know who that is? And I was like, I have no idea. She was like, well, did you get a good look at him? And I was like, no. I was busy, but it seems cool. And she was like, yeah, that's Salsa. I think you work with him now. And I was like, well, I'll have to look for him.
Oh, my God.
And I did.
Yep.
And then you couldn't stop working together.
Yep.
I basically drug him kicking and screaming into his next 7 endeavors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad time. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
How much kicking was there really, though?
I was paid for the kicking, and then the screaming.
The screaming was all, yeah!
Yeah. Well, excitement, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we had boot camp for Booth, which mm-hmm. is hitting each other with swords.
Yeah, it is.
And we did. Mm. I hit one person in the nipple.
Did you hit anybody in the boot?
Probably.
Yeah?
I make no promises.
Sarah, I feel like that's what boot camp is all about, isn't it?
Oh, sweetie.
No, you're making the boots.
Oh.
Accurate. You know, that might have been the best investment.
Speaking of boots, yeah, it looks like my cat skills probably won't make it this season, but might.
Okay.
I might have to get and start breaking in a new set of boots.
Mm.
Otherwise, I think this might be their
get
last.
Started now. Yeah.
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 They might survive, but they.
Well, how much soul do they have left on them?
All of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A good portion.
Okay.
They've only been out there for like two seasons or something.
Yeah. As long as you got some padding to walk on, that's really the important thing.
That is.
So yeah, we hit each other with swords, and there were so many puns all over the place. I was very sad.
At the fencing booth?
I know. Right? What? I know.
Yeah.
I just realized, Jenna, you're going to have to deal with punsters.
Oh, I know.
This conversation has been had.
This conversation was had within the first 24 hours.
What have you
done? Yeah, I did not consider that aspect when
it's not too late.
No, I signed paper.
Yep.
Oh, you did.
It is too late.
It is too late now.
Yeah.
You poor sap.
They knew how to get her. Project manager. Hand her paperwork.
Hand me paperwork.
Well, I mean, this just gives me one extra reason to grab my drum and come on over.
Yes!
To feel the warmth of her scowl.
As I drum for a match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see. You were King of the Ring for quite a while.
Yeah, I think like 6 or 7 matches. I went through everybody once, and then I was on the second loop and almost won a round, but wanted to make sure that it was a fair fight for the last blue.
Yeah.
There were two people that I lost to.
Hmm.
One was James, because I keep forgetting that he's tall and left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
And the other one was Rue.
Because he's tall and left-handed?
No, because he's Rue.
Because he's Rue.
Because he's Rue.
Also because he's
Rue. The fact that my first time balloon fencing, I beat Rue, was just... That will always be a badge of honor for me.
Yes. Yeah.
The fact that we are currently tied in a number of matches.
In lifetime.
In lifetime. Yep. Yeah, lifetime. It was me leading, so that loss to Rue was very sad. But we've always kind of... Nobody's ever gotten like more than one win over the other person.
Yeah.
So, but we have similar styles and we're both feisty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun.
Way back in the day, when I was still with Como Cottage, Rue would say, "Hey, you know, in the morning, if you're not working the first shift, come on over and fence because." Mm-hmm. It's easier to get more people to fence if people are fencing.
If people are fencing.
So you be the plant, come on over, have some fun, and then people can see, this is the thing going on over there, we'll do this.
Yeah.
So everybody won, but I would go over there and fence Rue in the mornings.
Oh, God.
Get him warmed up for being a champion for the day?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it got me real good real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did I tell you about that first match that I had with Rue? It was my first time balloon fencing.
We've had the story on the podcast. So.
Yeah. But the thing is that I learned from watching Rue and then beat him in the same bout.
See, a lot of what I learned from watching Mav.
And
most humans don't bend that way.
No, most humans don't bend that way. Also, he's... I mean, you look at him and you're like, yeah, he looks really fast. And when you're watching someone else's match, you're like, damn, he's very quick. Mm-hmm. And then when you're fighting him, you're like, I literally did not see him move mm-hmm. until the halt had already been called.
I heard a pop.
Yeah.
And then I saw him
yep.
move.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the reasons that when I'm watching...
Sound went faster than light with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Yep. But no, I would fence with Rue in the mornings, and that was really, which is the reason the 1 year that I did the fencing tournament, I came in fifth.
Nice.
One of these days.
And I've never come back. One of these days, I'll have to come back and
try. That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
I have to get my arm back in, though.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Where's your arm right now, Salsa?
It's on layaway.
Okay.
The only sword it's been wielding for the last 5 years has gone down my throat real slow. Like,
yeah.
This is... We need to get you for the sideshow. Like, the in between the different tournament rounds.
In between the tournament stuff. Yeah.
If we can do it so that it's safe and sanitary, I would absolutely swallow a sword and then fence with it.
Yeah. That might...
That's honestly what these... That's why I bought these ones.
The foils?
Yeah.
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 I mean...
All right. Well, you'll have to...
Yeah, we'll talk it over.
This is not interesting for our listeners at all.
15 different people that you're going to have to pass that by before you can do
my
it.
Wife being the first one. Yes, I know. I'm aware. I'm fully aware.
Because I will tattle on you.
No, regardless of the distance between the two, she will immediately make eye contact psychically with Mary Death of the booth, and a conversation will happen psychically between the two of them. Yeah,
I feel this one's an easy sell because I'm not fencing while swallowing a sword.
Okay, there's that. And then you are going to be checking your sword after the fencing.
Yeah, it would be check, you know, safety checks, sanitation, do the thing, safety checks all fencing. Around, you know.
Yeah. Not swallowing the sword multiple times.
Because as much as I talk a big game, there is nobody who's more fucking anal about safety checks than me.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. I believe this to be accurate.
Yeah.
So anyway, booth camp.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Yeah, my arm is still... I practiced over the winter, and my arm is still sore. Still hurts.
Practiced over the winter.
Oh, let me tell you, if that was the same motion, I would take first place in every fucking tournament. I would be at the Olympics right now.
Hey, Joe. I need to warm up. I'm just training.
Put the mask on. It's for your own safety.
You gotta put the helmet on.
Don't make eye contact.
What were we talking about? Anyway,
booth camp.
Booth camp. Booth camp.
Yeah. As opposed to sword fighting.
So no, I was king of the ring for a couple of matches, and then got knocked out by one of my fellow champions / ringmasters. And I'm really excited for the new group that's going to be in there, Jenna included. I think this is going to be a spectacular year.
They already gave me my booth name.
Yeah, we did.
Rookie.
Which is only going to get funnier as we approach 10 years at the booth.
Right?
I'm so fucking happy. And I already know Riga's going to be happy as shit.
As people kept showing up for booth, because I was the first one, of course, because I'm always
manager.
10 minutes early. So like as people showed up, I was just introducing myself to people I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm new.
Yep.
That was delightful.
Just walk out there holding like the blade and was like, okay, how do you use this thing?
Yeah.
What I did my first booth camp.
That's true.
Because I was asked to show up as a patron. So I had on jeans and a leather corset. No chemise, no anything. I had a hair garland.
Right.
And here's the best part.
Turkey leg.
Here's the best part. I was getting to that. Sorry. God damn it.
Shut up.
I found out at Cub Foods that they sell turkey legs. So I showed up with four of them.
Fuck.
Thankfully, James didn't ruin it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For once. Oh.
Just, yeah.
Almost.
Oh, you so were close.
But thank you.
So close.
You pulled me back from the brink.
Yeah, Jenna managed to pull that one out.
All right. So, yeah. I had a mug full of booze and, like, Rue and I got to be the drunk patrons for a couple of people championing.
Oh.
We had
fuck.
So much fun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And then this year, I was the rookie.
Yeah. And now you always will be.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be like Jeff being
FNG. It's like Jeff being new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's
I like it.
I'm honored.
I'm about
to share a similarity with Jeff in any way, shape, or form.
Did you hear that I almost wasn't Fuffa after like 5 years?
What?
No, you were almost you were Gambit Button at that point.
Oh, you quiet down over there.
What?
No.
What?
Look, that's a different podcast. It's a different.
Are you sure? Because we're on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So anyway, no, you were almost not Fafa.
So 5 years into my booth career, the at that time manager of the booth, Ro, walked out and tried to get my attention, and she said, "James, James." Waited a minute or two. James, nothing. Not a fucking thing. Every chance in the world to dodge that bullet. Fa-fa. And I turned right around. I was like, yeah, you need something? And she's like, that's why.
Yep.
That's, you're always, now it's stuck forever.
No, there is no avoiding it.
Nope. It was perfect.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I was Gambit Button for a while.
Really? How did that come
we
about?
We don't have to tell the story if you want. We can just leave that one a mystery if you want.
Yeah, that can stay a mystery.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you on the break.
I was about to say, I'm driving you home, but not before I get the story. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
we can leave this one a mystery for the listeners. Ooh. I just wanted to see James' face.
Sake.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
Listeners, that was a glorious face. It was like there were rays of light emanating from it. There was an angelic choir in the background and just horrified embarrassment all over the place.
That's fun.
Yeah.
This is one of those stories that genuinely embarrasses him, and he, for some fucking reason, told me.
I didn't. Riga made you ask.
Oh, okay. But you still told me.
Because you asked.
Well.
Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move
we
on.
Need to have a conversation about your ability to say no.
We'll move on.
Again.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Yeah. That sounds like a kick-ass weekend.
Oh my god, it was
despite
wonderful.
Us being there.
Yeah.
So I went to a housewarming party.
Oh,
never heard
James,
of it.
Yeah. James, what did you do?
On Saturday, on Friday, I assisted with the
Vilta.
He dropped
match.
The joke. God
yeah,
damn
I know.
It.
He just, seriously.
Oh, I didn't go to a housewarming party, I already said.
No.
Fuck.
Why? Why did we... Why is he here?
He buys us booze.
This was your idea.
I know it was my idea. I was like, well, he already has experience.
I know, but
I was like, I thought maybe
doesn't
that would
equal good.
Translate. Okay. Well, that's fair. Okay. You know what? It's we
let's,
did it.
Let's
we
just
did it.
Fine. Let's yeah. let him. Let's it's let fine. Him do his thing.
Okay.
All right, James. What did you
yes.
do?
On Saturday, I celebrated my 4th anniversary with my primary.
Yay!
Yeah. We went to Sea Life, the underwater adventure thing at the Mall of America, and then...
And did you see life at Sea Life?
We sure as fuck did.
Ooh.
Yeah, her favorite part was the jellyfish exhibit.
Mm. It's mm-hmm.
so calm and wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't she, like, watch the Monterey
yeah.
bay jellyfish like all the time.
Yeah. She finds it very relaxing, but then it getting to see them lovely. There right in front of her was really
I believe it. Yeah.
A big deal, yeah. And she was especially enchanted by the tiny jellyfish. They have a couple of little ones. Tiny baby jellyfish. Well, they're like just smaller than a golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real cute zipping around the tank. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but jellyfish, they're adorable. So, yeah. Then we just hung out and played card games and ate at one of my favorite restaurants and had an amazing meal there. And I wholeheartedly recommend Eastside Pizzeria.
Hmm.
Fuck, their food was just as good as I remember. Then we played Skyward Sword. And despite her fear of playing video games in front of people, me especially, and especially games that I know and have played through completely, she...
Is it a feeling of, like, inadequacy or something, or what is...
Well, I think that she's concerned about judgment. Yeah.
Yeah, I get the same thing. Honestly,
it's. I think a lot of people have that to a greater or lesser degree.
Interesting.
But
we know you don't care.
Yeah,
I'm learning about humans.
Yeah.
Okay.
If salsa had shame, like this would be a very different podcast.
That's true.
Yeah. I had it once. It was delicious.
Mm. Deep fried. Mm. Oh, damn it. Mint jelly's so much better.
Thank you.
That's a much funnier joke.
I appreciate deep fried.
Fuck.
But
why did you?
I thought he would be good. I thought.
Let's let him.
You know what? We both gave him a chance. All right. True. It's not entirely
anyway,
on me.
Anyway, James.
Yeah, tonight's the night when after the podcast you're going to be like, man, this isn't fucking working out.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Tonight we're doing
your
that.
Test trial period here on the podcast
like
is up, and we're gonna
four
assess.
Years,
yeah,
5 years.
And we might.
When was the last time we did an annual review with him? I think we're overdue.
It looks like I scored a 4 here. That's out of 10. I got a 10 here. That's out of 20.
Got a 10 here. Yeah, that's on loud. You are loud.
That's my volume.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is important. So good job on that one.
Yay! My next interview, when they're like, name a time when you met or exceeded professional expectations.
Well, I'm really fucking loud.
Let me tell you an incredibly long story about a podcast that I was on.
Oh, my God.
It was a shaggy dog.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
I'm up for it.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I guess the hate that I have for you guys... that's not right.
Huh.
I don't know. It's a just enough anger, hate, perhaps. Just enough distaste, perhaps.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It is more of a distaste kind of a hate.
Like you reach into your dresser drawer, you take out a T-shirt that you don't want to throw away, but also you're like, I'm not gonna wear this fucking thing.
Yeah. And then you put it back in your dresser drawer.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
no.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you forget about it until the next time you see it. And you're like, that's right. Yeah. I hate this thing.
You grab the pen out of the pen cup and you go to write with it. And you're like, this fucking thing doesn't work. And you put it back in the pen cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly that kind of hate.
All right. I get this.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Surprised. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. Also not surprised at all. Are you kidding me? Like, this has been salsa for, like, 10 fucking years.
Okay, but also, on a scale of 1 to slow on the pickup...
I started that before you came in the room.
I'm going to say 12. I'm a 12 on that scale.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
10 on volume.
So, like...
12 on slow pickup.
So, you're not good with driving trucks?
No.
Okay.
Well, if they need to be driven very slowly.
Oh, no, that's
I'm great for parade floats.
That is also going on your business card.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be like, what? Like driving the float or like on the float? It'll be like either. Both. I'll switch back and forth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll ghost ride that whip.
I mean, parades are pretty straight most of the time. You just get it going
well,
in that direction.
Not a pride. Yeah. You and I, same thing. Okay. Oh, you are back.
Parades are pretty linear, and so you just get it going way.
Yeah.
And then you just,
Yeah. So you just have to kind of Mr. Bean the steering wheel.
So anyway, hey, guess what, everyone?
I'm not going to have to do a parade this year.
Neither do I.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, hey, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival is coming up.
What?
A gasp.
No, right? And
ye old Gatsby.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we're all going to be there in some capacity or other.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing to get ready?
So much. I'm creating a character.
I heard you went to a booth camp.
I did go to a booth camp.
Oh, shit. I went to a booth camp on Sunday.
She got there eventually.
Fuck.
The reaction was... Oh, my God. Okay. So, anyway. No, I went to a booth camp where I finally learned how to use a sword. And then...
Oh, sure. Pointy end goes in the other man.
I got James.
That went up my nose.
Oh, you're welcome.
Everything smells like beverage now.
So anyway, he just does that. No, so I went to boot camp and learned how to use a sword. Oh my god, don't do that to somebody who's doing blockhead. Every once in a while, Salsa just shoves shit up his nose.
Yeah. That's how he stays so full of it.
I get this.
Gotta keep my orifices in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, they become cloacas.
That's what I've been doing. Honestly, no. Seriously, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I haven't done my show in 2 years.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
I haven't swallowed a sword in, like, 6 months. I need to get my throat back in shape.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's part of my prep.
Are you going through, like, your 7 bins of costuming to figure out what you're going to wear?
I actually don't have 7 bins of costume because I have been smart about it the entire time. Whenever I have costume bits that I no longer use, they get relegated to the costume closet.
Oh.
So my bin is just my actual shit.
Oh, see here, I thought you just had one neat, tidy bin, but you're full of bullshit. That's what's happening.
No, I've got my bin of my active costume.
Okay. All right, I see how this is. Okay.
All right.
Yep, okay.
But yeah, no, my costume's up to snuff at the moment.
Yep.
Been practicing my show, remembering how my show goes.
Right. Fuck.
Because, yeah. I mean, I know full well that once I get on stage and just start talking, it'll all just happen.
Right.
Sure. From muscle memory.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm like running it through in my head, just going, how does this go?
Yeah.
How did I get from point A to point B?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to go to B?
Like, as long as I can get my opening lines, everything else will just happen.
Ugh.
As long as I remember my opening lines.
He's going to get up there and he's going to be like, welcome, apropostors, to the apropos.
Greetings, apropossi. This is not... All right. Abort. Mulligan. Mulligan.
Yeah.
Do
with
over.
Your host, Casimir. Shit.
Don't have shit as a co-host on your...
Too late.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wait.
It'll only be a year or two before shit joins puke and snot, so that'll be fine.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, I actually went through one of my seven bins last night. And,
the first bin of Jenna.
Well, here's the thing. I actually have all of Nettie's fabric stuff, costuming in one bin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not wearing any of that this year.
Right.
Because I don't want people to be like, oh, hey, it's Nettie.
Yeah.
So I did, and I think I talked about this before, I ordered some pieces online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't have time to make.
Yeah.
Which I feel, like, mildly guilty about somehow, which is stupid, but here we are. But I did go through my bin of leather and other props and toys. And my boots are in pretty good condition. I should probably oil them up.
Mm, yeah. Especially
but I
if
did...
they've been in with those toys.
Yeah. No, that's I don't have to.
Those are already well lubricated.
Oh my.
Yeah. She's going to put those boots on and slide across the grounds.
Oh, God.
Just like a giant snail.
Ow.
She's going to be like, I can't stop. These have no brakes.
That has nothing to do with the boots. So anyway.
Down to Seagate.
Just skiing down the hill.
With two sabers.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I mean, now I have ideas.
Yeah.
My boots are good. My bodice, because I have that leather bodice that goes down to, it's basically like a short dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's a bodice, and it's different shades of brown. That I can actually still get into.
Hey, all right.
Barely. So hopefully I'll work my... actually, I fit the top better than I used to, so that's handy. But yeah, hopefully I'll be able to work myself into fitting it less tightly later as the run progresses.
I'm hoping the same thing for my Renaissance shirts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. God, I hope I got the right size in that costuming stuff. Oh, I'm going to be so annoyed if I didn't. And then, yeah. I've been looking into things to make me look more piratey.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be a pirate.
Yar.
I'm going to be Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yes. That is what I was hoping for.
Yeah. It's a lot funnier in person, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm savoring it right now. I'm just rolling it around.
It's so good. I'm so happy with it.
Please tell me you wear a bonnet.
No. No, I want to make sure. I'm debating if I get like a cavalier style or a tri-corner, but
okay.
I think I've got to go...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out.
That's good.
But,
that's
yeah. Really good. Well, because I was looking at pirate names, and I'm like, I love Anne Bonny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
sure.
I was like, but Anne Bonny is like...
A person.
Like, still before the Musketeers, so
yeah.
I'd probably be fine. But I was like, no, I'm going to steer clear of, like, actual people, I guess.
Yeah.
But I could be Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I could be Bonnie. Also, Buffalo.
Yep.
Buffalo?
I think there's one
six.
More. I think there's one
I think it's one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty no,
I think
sure
it's eight.
One more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only six.
Buffalo. No, it is seven.
It is seven. Okay.
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Joe and I have this debate all the time, and we never resolve it. But, yeah. 1 + 2 + 1 + 1
No, no, it is 8. It is.
Yeah.
Buffalo, buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. Yes, it is 8.
Yeah,
yes.
It is 8. Okay.
But it was only 1 at the chandelier. Okay.
Good. So, yeah, I went with Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie.
Yeah.
And you can just call me Bonnie. You can call me Bonnie the Third.
Call her Rookie.
Or you could call me Rookie. those are all acceptable, and I will answer to them all.
Eventually, she'll become Captain Rook.
Bonnie Cubed.
Mm. Yum. That makes it sound like I had a really bad fight.
Yeah. I want my family to spread my remains on the beaches of the world. I don't want to be cremated. But
I'd be cubed.
I might just call you cubed.
I may or may not respond to it.
If you don't,
if it
I don't
connects
care.
In my brain,
I don't care.
Sure.
I'll just
whatever.
Call you that.
All right.
Fair.
Just don't call me square.
I would never call you
that. I have way more dimensions than a square.
It's hip to be square.
At least one more dimension than a square.
And she's got hips.
I do have hips.
She's got legs.
I also have legs. I'm a human being, and I have all of these body parts.
But the hips are all about it, I think.
They also don't lie.
Ah.
No, not usually.
I mean, maybe by omission.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah. So I've been looking into how can I be more pirate. I've debated getting just like a stuffed parrot to hang off my belt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having it on my shoulder. But,
No.
But, you know, pirates should have a parrot.
Yeah.
This seems important to me.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at different props I can get. There are certain props that I have that I can still use from Nettie.
Mm-hmm.
Because boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to have a pirate oven mitt. That's like a parrot. Pardon me, a parrot oven mitt that you just hang on your belt.
Do you mean a hand puppet?
No. Clearly an oven mitt.
Okay.
Your idea to have them on this goddamn podcast.
I know it was my idea. Right. And
why
I don't
do we
think
show
this
up
the
for this
one?
When they're just going to keep talking to each other? I don't know. I thought, yeah.
So James, what are you doing to get ready for Fest?
Oh, I went to a booth camp on Sunday.
This is our fault. You know this is our fault, right, Salsa?
So,
I've made peace with that.
Okay.
Two things. First thing, the ye olde cot is not really a good option for sleeping anymore for any number of reasons. It's real small. I don't know. It's just not especially easy to carry, put up, or take down. It's kind of fine, but not good. So after taking several different pieces of advice and combining them, I now have a queen-size bed frame that is quite light and durable, which will be assembled on site, and then a queen-size futon mattress.
Mm-hmm.
There's an N at the end of that. And
yeah, but it's French, so...
No, I know, but I feel like a futon mattress is a different thing.
Futon.
Oh, like Louis Vuitton?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then putting a memory foam topper on top of that so that I can find it. So that's the bed structure thing. And then Booth is going through a lot of changes in order...
Is that held together with a cotter pin?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
James, why did we get him on the podcast?
I don't know. This was like, your idea to keep him here.
I know.
Every time you told him to leave, you would be like, back. I need you to
push
the
pushing the buttons.
I don't like pushing the buttons either, but like at some point this is a risk-reward kind of situation.
But it's just, I'm lazy.
Okay, all right, but I'm going to start writing a user story, all right? Okay. So, Salsa, hello. What have you been up to?
I am fucking busy. Well, I've got the festival coming up this weekend, Ren in the Glen.
Ah.
So I'm already in full like panic mode because it is less than a week away. I spent most of the past 2 days making my new contactless tipping sign.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of contactless tipping, and I made a banner that is QR coded for different dollar amounts.
Yeah.
So if you want to tip me $5, you scan this one. If you want to tip me $20, you scan this one. And then it just, you scan it, you hit okay, it's done. Make That's it as lovely. Simple as fucking yeah. possible for people. So they don't have to fumble with it. Make it as absolutely easy. Make it easier than reaching into their pocket.
And I've been testing QR codes and thinking about this thing that you've been working on. And it's now just completely built in to Apple.
So I've I also have a near field communication board that does the same thing. If they've got near field communication turned on their phones, all they have to do is touch a little spot on another board, and it does the same thing. It just automatically goes to this place.
Nice.
Post so a dollar amount, and it's done. So I'm going to make it really, really easy for people. I'm never going to, never again do I want to hear, I only have big bills. I'll come back later and tip you when I've broken it. No, just fucking touch the thing. Done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It connects to PayPal, it connects to Venmo, it connects to Google Pay, it connects to Apple Pay.
Oh my God, that's
It connects to all of them. You have no excuse for not tipping me. But I went to the garden center and I got one of those like garden hanging hook things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then spent a day converting it into a collapsible one.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. That was fun. But yeah, so now it all collapsed into a little nice little package. Then I can unfold it and hang it up there and just have it out.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
So that's what I've been doing in the past couple days. And then, you know, like I said, just getting ready for my show, remembering my lines, getting my props out, making sure nothing is rusty. You know, I take really good care of my stuff. So everything's stored really well. So that wasn't a problem, but make sure.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'm... is the Fondazzi women are getting new belts this year.
Oh.
Awesome.
And I've been commissioned to do that.
That's fucking awesome. Of course you have.
Because I made the belts that they use now, I made those.
Yeah.
Years ago. And they held up really well, but they're getting real tired.
Sure. Right.
And they actually wanted to replace them a couple years ago. And they went to somebody else, and somebody else made something that was gorgeous, but it wasn't what they needed.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're very, very pretty, but then they tried to use them on stage with what they're doing, and they didn't work.
Okay.
You know?
Ah. I see. Like, that suddenly made a great deal of sense.
Yeah. The amount of moving and dancing and stuff that they're doing on stage, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So the next year, they were like, they went to somebody else, and they commissioned them to make them, and kind of the same thing happened. Like, they ended up looking good, but they didn't work.
Sure.
And then they were like, why didn't we just have Salsa do it again?
Right.
Because he did fantastic the first time around. And they were basically like, we were going to ask it, but we thought you were going to be too busy, so we didn't want to bother you.
Meh.
And after 2 years, they were like, no, let's just ask Salsa to do it. Yeah. So that's on my plate now. So I'm going to be doing that. That's going to take up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
Which I have less time for because I just bought a new gas grill that mounts into our gas line for the house. So I need to install that
one
of these days. So that's going to take up more of my time, too. So it's I'm running out of free time to do things. But as far as Fest goes, though, our tent, same scenario that we've had for years. Mm-hmm. We really aren't going to change anything there. That'll be really simple. Stage, we've got to get out there, not this coming weekend, but probably next weekend we're going to get out to the stage and take stock and see what needs to be done with that. Because that's always a fun one to get out there, especially, I mean, usually after 1 year, you just get the weather on it and the leaves and the shit.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do cleanup. You got to sweep up all the piles of leaves and shit and replace any rotten boards. It's been 2 years now. It's going to be really interesting to see what condition our stage is in. So,
yeah,
that's coming up. But, yeah, that's a lot of my prep is in that, is going to be doing those things. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keeps me busy. Keeps me young. Yeah.
The way that the booth works is going to be completely swapped up in order to...
Yeah, it's under new management now, isn't it?
Well, it's under new ownership, the same management.
Oh,
now it belongs to the managers. Mm. So they are now managers and owners.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is actually a return to tradition. Right. So it's... Yeah, anyway. The way that people have come into the fencing booth, done, you know, all of the stuff, and then left has been kind of a bottleneck for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really, really good opportunity for us to fix a bunch of things and get it all hammered out right away. Both just to make things better, but also, you know, out of concern for the patrons to keep them even safer. I think it's going to be a way better experience. I think it's going to be a way faster experience. And
are you going to better utilize the Ring 3 space or
no? Okay. No, that's still the executive washroom. But the and casting couch. But the
I have concerns.
Don't go to Ring 3 unless you want to. But don't go to Ring 3.
Been there a few times.
That's where the twerking competition happens. So
it wasn't a competition when I was there.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't have won, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
My bend and snap. So
it's true.
Oh no, you haven't seen mine.
That's
all right,
fine.
Or have you?
Okay, this coming season, you can fucking show up, and we'll do this.
That's fine.
This is how white male privilege dance started.
Yeah.
Literally.
So true, yeah.
Very literally.
Very literally. On this podcast, two guys talking about how well they can dance.
So there's
no,
that.
It was, one of the Fondazzi Cristo, he has an Achilles heel, and it is me doing that. Because every time I do it, he loses his shit.
Wow. All right. We'll look forward to it.
So every so often, if you're watching the show, you'll occasionally see his eyes dart to off stage, and then he'll just start to, like, crack. And that's because I've been doing it backstage. We do a lot of shenanigans backstage that the audience can't see, by the
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes things are just for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, fencing booth has a new entrance, and the exit will be the same. So you're basically looping around it.
It's all one way as opposed to...
Yeah, instead of having people go in there, bottleneck up, and then...
And then, like, all of the stations are right along the way of getting
so
to the...
It's so much fucking better.
It's linear.
Yeah.
It's
like a parade.
So Jenna didn't get away from the parade after all.
No!
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. And
I
of course,
too,
booth setup is a really good time to just... booth camp is a good time to sort of introduce ourselves again to the family. And then booth setup day is a really good way...
Jenna.
That rookie is a great time to put some work in and really get a sense of belonging. So and also to use a jackhammer.
I've also been planning some interactions with Castile.
Oh, good.
Why not?
Yeah.
We do have another pirate captain in entertainment at the Renaissance Festival. She's over at the Mermaid Cove.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we've developed a bit where we're going to send kids to find the other pirate and tell them where. Right?
Oh, sure.
Right.
And to deliver a message.
Oh, nice.
And when they deliver the message, they get a little token prize present. Possibly a pirate coin, possibly a gem. They get some pirate treasure.
Yeah,
that's basically
fantastic.
What happens.
A piece of eight or a mermaid tier or something like that.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for that because I'm hoping that kids will come up to me and deliver the message, and then I can also convince them to come play the game.
Well, that's
I'm multitasking on this promotions.
Jenna has already done marketing for your booth.
Yeah,
thank God.
Somebody out.
Have you met me? I'm stupid. I can't.
You're not management. It's not your fault.
Well,
I blame Mav.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a real good call.
Yeah, I'll totally blame Mav. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm already figuring out things that I can do to get people to the booth and to entertain.
That's tremendous. Yeah.
So, yeah.
My plan of standing up on the hay bales and yelling at people will continue.
I'll probably also try that one. I don't know if I'll be able to project as well, but...
you'll get the hang of it.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Remember,
I... Little practice. I've never done this. Yeah.
Rookie.
Yeah.
I love how she hasn't even started her first year at booths, and she's already way better at this than any
of them. Oh, I have some props that I was never able to use, and I'm just going to occasionally, throughout the course of the run, hand something to Rue.
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
God damn it. Part of me really wishes that Riga was still at...
It's going to be so sticky.
Yeah.
Here's one of them, and
hairy.
Yeah. One of them will start off sticky.
Oh, no. Rue is covered in so much hair.
Has he learned to wear underwear under his kilt yet?
He's got it on one leg so far.
Okay.
That just doesn't keep it up.
Yeah. So anyway.
We're getting there.
I still have certain things. There is one prop I've had for almost 20 years that I've never figured out what to do with the damn thing. So,
Salsa, it's going
to
be okay.
I'm just going to...
It's all right, buddy.
I'm going to hand it to Rue, and we're going to see what happens. It's going to be like, whose line is it anyway?
Wait, is that an after-hours show? Maybe it should be.
I mean, some of them.
Fair. Actually. Okay, joking aside, that's legit. Yeah.
And I've got things that I, you know, got for Nettie that I'm just like, what am I going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to start randomly handing things to Rue. This is my plan.
You have already exceeded the entertainment value of a lot of people out there that I know.
Awkward.
Look, 90% of the people that perform out there are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of them there.
There's a few.
There's always one or two. Yeah.
I am standing right the fuck here, okay?
I forgot he was standing right now.
Right? Oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh,
I'm
okay. That's right. Yes, James.
Can we go for ice cream after the podcast?
Yes, we can totally go for ice cream after the podcast. All right. Should we take a break?
I suppose we could do that. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON podcast. Search for apropos of nothing. Gonna have to work it.
Work it good.
Work it real good.
Boo doo boop 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 boop.
Salt and pepper's here.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
The Dr. Pepper's here.
Thank you.
The Dr. Pepper's here. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
The system is down. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Cole.
Oh, friend Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
I was going to do a drum roll.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We actually
sorry.
Got one.
From, oh. Okay.
Mulligan.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Cole!
Yay! I'm so surprised.
Cole opens this by saying, "Greetings! That's right, an actual Fast Five from a listener."
Ooh,
we do still exist.
Yay!
Yay! I'm so glad.
I think.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
All right.
All right.
Question one.
Okay.
Hard pounder. Or mini pounder. A hard pounder.
So is this like a cheeseburger
the
thing?
The second one says mini, James. You know you're going to choose it.
I am, but
because it's tiny and therefore adorable. Hard pounder, though? Like, is that a burger?
Might be. Like, it sounds...
No, there's, like, the...
That might be, like, a one-pound burger.
The quarter pounder.
The Royale with cheese.
Oh.
It's a position.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is it? Wait, is it?
I'm going to say yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is now.
I'll and you followed up with out. The say what one more time, motherfucker. I dare you. I double dare you. It takes three people and a dog.
So anyway, what was it?
The hard, dog gets your slippers.
A hard That's pounder?
It. Hard pounder or mini pounder?
Thanks. That's better than your face.
How do you like to get a massage?
Hard.
Yeah, that's true.
And I am, yeah. I'm definitely like, you got to get in there, buddy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
I saw a professional for an hour every week, and that did not resolve
Honestly,
all of this.
I could use that right now. I've got that thing where my back is out of place in just the way that it's not a problem at all unless I sneeze.
Shit.
And when I sneeze, I it bends me in half, and then everything's fine again. That's where
I'm at. That's, nope.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Side note.
Yeah, no, when I go in for chiropractic occasionally, she'll be like, yeah, there's no way that I'm going to be able to adjust you until we take care of some of the muscular tension.
Right.
Stuff in your upper back, and then they'll hook me up to the little things that electrocute your abs, but it's for your back. And I
want some of those.
I have one. It's a TENS machine is the medical name.
Okay.
Yeah. So the TENS machine, what is it? Therapeutic electro node stimulation,
right,
something like
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's fact checking this.
Yeah. So the TENS machine will cause the muscles to flex, and they can put it on a bunch of different settings. And a few times I've had chiropractors be like, do you want it higher? And I'm like, no, put like...
I'm the same way.
I want the lights to dim, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm
I want half of Tokyo to be without power.
Every
right
time I've had that, it's just like, okay, I'm going to keep turning this up until you say stop.
Yep.
Anytime.
Yep.
No, just keep... Tell me when to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yep.
Yeah.
The last time I had that, I had the electrodes on my back, and I had acupuncture in my neck and shoulders. Because he was like, I cannot do anything with your spine until we have taken care of a lot of this other stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Same situation, yeah.
I have thought about getting myself one of those hanging upside down machines.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the inversion table.
Yeah, because I have...
Real good.
I feel like that would help a lot with my... My pelvis.
Make it taller.
Yeah. My my cousin has chronic back and knee problems, and the inversion table really helps with some of that stuff.
I just don't know where to put the
table. I don't love it. But I naturally don't go upside down unless I'm in a machine that makes me go upside down, and then I like to be right side
like
up again.
Like an inversion table?
Or a roller coaster, or an airplane, or...
I'm not a huge fan of Upside Down in general, but I feel like this would really help with a lot of the issues I've been having.
It's very likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've got the anterior pelvic tilt and the spine curvature thing going into it. Mm-hmm. And then I know that everything around my neck is just fucked.
Yep.
So, yeah, I feel like just getting my body to know what...
Getting in there for 10, 12 minutes, just dangling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
So
hard.
Hard.
I think hard all around.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Pounder sticks or old time pounder?
Huh.
Time spelled T-Y-M-E.
Huh.
Pounder sticks
or old time pounder.
Time pounder.
When somebody says old time pounder, aside from thinking of a cheeseburger, maybe I'm just hungry right now. Fuck. Yeah, that's probably it. But aside from thinking about food, I also think of like a mortar and pestle.
Yeah. Pounder sticks or old time pounder? Do you use... a washing machine, or do you hand wash your clothes, like maybe just your delicates?
The beater stick, yeah.
And for me, everything goes into the washing machine because I am not, I don't care. More bras have come out awkwardly shaped. Don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like, I do not have the time. I was a single mom for way too long.
Fair enough.
Do not have the time.
Going with pounder sticks. Hmm. I don't know why. But that one
calls to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go old time. Old time pounder.
Alright.
Alright.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Question number three.
Ooh.
Basketball.
Alright.
Or soccer?
Soccer. Basketball for the feet.
I'm tempted to say soccer, but part of me wonders if the question isn't which is more boring.
Ooh.
Oh.
In which case it's basketball.
Definitely basketball. I love the last 3 minutes of a basketball game. That's it.
I don't even love that. I greatly enjoy soccer a great deal. I love watching it. I love the chess match of it. Basketball bores the living shit out of me.
I haven't done a lot of basketball related activities like playing or watching or anything like that, but I definitely don't like it on a TV.
Yeah.
Because the score is the exact same up until the last 3 minutes.
What if the question is something like, is football closer to basketball or soccer?
Well, soccer is football.
Well, it's European football.
American
hand egg is American football. Yeah. Because the ball is egg-shaped and it goes in your hand.
It's not egg-shaped.
It's not egg-shaped.
And it's called football because you're on your feet and not mounted.
Yeah.
Huh. Today I learned.
Everything called football is called that because it was played on foot as opposed to mounted.
Yeah, so like polo.
Polo or any of the other, like, equestrian
horse rugby
sports.
Yeah.
Which is why it is rugby football and American football and, you know, Australian rules football and stuff like that. You're not playing with your feet, you are on your feet.
But still, is American football...
I'm watching James try to process how to play on your feet without playing with your feet.
This little piggy went to the market.
No, but still, the question, like, as I'm interpreting it, I think the context might be, is American football closer to soccer or closer to basketball?
I don't think it is.
It's not anywhere at all close to basketball.
That's the thing. Like, that's why I don't think it is.
Not even remotely.
I mean, you can go with that context, I guess.
Exactly. I'm not imposing this context on either of you.
Oh, no, it's just terrible.
You have.
You have inflicted it upon us. Yeah.
I'm not demanding that either of you answer according to it.
Well, all right. I can accept that.
I'm gonna guess that it's which one's more boring, in which case it's basketball. But I don't find soccer boring at all.
Yeah. I'm going to say I don't know that I've necessarily given basketball a fair shake, but my occasional in passing has just never grabbed my attention. Jessa actually did play soccer for a little bit when she was like six, and it was adorable, and she was a really good goalie. So I was a soccer mom with an SUV. Yep, that happened in St. Louis Park.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah, all of that happened.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go soccer.
Okay. Question number four. 10 things.
Okay.
Or one thing.
Do you find it more comforting to watch 10 things I hate about you, which... or Columbo?
What?
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
I got the joke. I hate myself, but I got the joke.
Oh.
Listeners, I am now attempting to hide behind my microphone. Not working entirely.
I am the kind of person who will try 10 different things just to see what it is, as opposed to doing one thing and really, really, really well.
I'm going to say I would rather have one really good thing than 10 acceptable things.
Oh, I was thinking about that today. Someone was talking about like a monthly gift box service thing.
And I
was like, well, maybe I would want one that just has like one really excellent fucking product and not
10 right
kind of okay things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
But I do love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, I do too.
It's one of my favorites.
I think I have to go with 10 things. I almost never go to the grocery store for one thing. And even if I do, I leave with 10.
Right.
So it's usually until it's like a desperate need, and then I'll go shopping. Like, we need eggs, sure we need milk, we need bread. Also, you need to stop for gas.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I need, you know, bread, eggs, cheese, milk. And that's just one item. So,
All right.
Question number five. Past or future?
Which causes me more anxiety? And the answer is yes.
I need to.
I'm going future.
Huh.
The past is in the past. It's done. Whatever. Future. That's what I look forward to.
I do try to look towards the future. Not always spectacular at it, but then when I... Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I had this conversation with the therapist once, and she was like, so how bad could it really be? Like, how bad could it actually get?
Do you want the list?
And what's the likelihood of that happening? And I'm like, I understand the tactic that you're going for.
Yeah.
However, with somebody who has lived my life, The answer is that has already happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the likelihood that that could happen is yes.
Yeah.
Like.
And what I'm afraid of is going back there.
Right. Exactly. I'm afraid of that happening again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one didn't work.
Mm-hmm. You try different things.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. See where you're going. Mm-hmm. Pull out another tool. Like, yep. This hammer is not going to fix this.
You got to get the mini pounder.
Yeah.
I appreciate the past. I like the past. The past has really cool things.
Hmm.
But I don't let the past stop me from the future.
Would you rather go to a place that has nostalgic value for you, or go to a place that you've never been?
Never been.
Because I might go nostalgic.
I probably would, too. I want to take people who are important to me to places that I have nostalgia for in order to share those things with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I want to go with you two to the House on the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to show places that neither of us have been to new people.
Well, this is the best thing because neither of you has been there.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I'm going to go past.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, given that context, I would definitely go past.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're going
past.
Past, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was...
Past Blue Ribbon.
Just said that.
No, you said given that context you would do that, but I didn't know if that was your definitive answer.
Oh.
Why do we have him on this fucking show?
I don't know. What the fuck? This is your fault.
Salsa, can we go for ice cream after this?
No.
Fuck. He's doing so well.
Cole wraps this up by saying, context to follow.
Oh, ooh. Thank God.
Well, that's new and fancy.
Second email. Second email says, context time!
Yay!
Question one, hard pounder or mini pounder? Which is the more inappropriate sounding name for a bag of pretzels?
Ooh, hard pounder.
Hard pounder.
Hard pounder.
Hard pounder is definitely...
Yeah, I'm going hard.
You know you can get pretzels in rods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can get pretzels in soft.
Aww.
Look, salsa, it happens to lots of pretzels, okay, honey? Look, a soft pretzel is also... Some people like them more. Yeah.
Like at the Hershey's factory where you dip them in chocolate.
Yeah, just like that.
Question number two. Pounder sticks or old-time pounder? Which is the more inappropriate sounding name for a bag of pretzels?
Oh my God.
I'm going to go with...
What were the options again?
Pounder sticks, or old-time pounder?
I'm going to go pounder sticks.
I don't know. I've seen that old-time pounder.
No, I'm going old-time pounder on this one.
It's kind of a toss-up for me, I'm not going to lie.
Old-time pounder, to me, I just picture a Victorian gentleman with, like, a walrus mustache going, bully!
Yeah.
Oh, I picture that creepy old man in a trench coat that flashed me once when I was walking around the lakes. Yeah. This is why I keep trying to find people to walk around the lakes.
He forgot he didn't have his watches or his clothing.
No, I'm picturing like Zulu war British military guy in the red uniform and like the red hat. And,
like the bad guy from Jumanji.
Yes, exactly. Oh, like him. Guy.
Old John Pounder.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like just, you know, this is quite fantastic.
How about an old time pounder?
Yeah.
That one. Gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Gross.
I'm still going with that.
There's
one.
Definitely a porn like that.
No, I'm gonna go with pounder sticks then. Yeah. I think salsa might have been correct accidentally.
Mm. Awkward.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Yes.
Basketball or soccer?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you rather spend the week in the life of Michael Jordan or David Beckham?
Well, I mean, David Beckham is married to Victoria Beckham. Who is a Spice Girl?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah?
I want to know what it's like to be that goddamn tall. I think I would learn a lot more being in the life of Michael Jordan.
You could film Space Jam 3.
Ooh, can we do it in a week?
I think the first two were probably done in a week.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, so the way that we're going to save the Earth is by basketballing super hard. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved that movie as a kid. But it's not a good movie. It's a great song, though.
It is a fun movie.
Yeah.
But it's not a good movie.
As I think between, like, if it was Who Do You Want to Meet, I would probably go with Jordan. But I think in this context, I would do Beckham.
Yeah.
Do.
Because then I wouldn't have to meet Beckham.
Oh, that's...
I would just have to meet the people around him.
Yeah, but then you'd have to deal with football hooligans. Are they better or worse than basketball hooligans? I think I might choose basketball. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Question number four.
Yes.
10 things or one thing? Ooh, dang, James.
What?
When shopping.
Hey.
Oh, son bitch.
Would you rather always buy 10 things you don't need?
Ooh.
Or always forget the one thing you do need?
Oh, 10 things. Son of a bitch.
10 things all day.
I hate all of this so hard.
Because then I also have 10 snack items that I didn't need. But I definitely got the one thing I did.
No, I really hate this one, too.
Oh, this is absolutely killing my project manager.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. Yeah.
I did have this nightmare, I'm pretty sure. Oh, Cole. We're going to have a talk later. shit. Fuck.
My talk is going to start... Okay, see what a scrum is.
So, people who know me know that if I'm the kind of person who... I walk into a store, I have to buy this and this, and I walk to this, and I walk to this, and I walk out. That's it.
He doesn't even pay.
No, fuck that. That's too much time, and I gotta talk to people.
That's called shoplifting.
He throws his money at someone who looks like they work there.
That having been said, I need that thing.
Yeah? Yeah.
The reason I'm there is because I actually fucking need it.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't have it, then I got to go back into public.
Yeah?
So 10 things.
I think I have to go 10 things. I would be so annoyed.
I think I'm just
forgetting a thing.
Yeah. Like getting home and finding that it was missing.
God, I get mad at myself for overspending though too.
Yeah.
Like this is the trolley problem for project managers. That's what's happening right now.
I feel like this might be hitting the two of you harder because you're parents.
No. No, I think this is just, for me at least, this is entirely just how I am neurotic.
Huh?
This is entirely right. How no, I think.
All right.
No, I concur, yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me.
Slightly different, like, angles, yeah. but it's definitely a neurotic thing.
This is our damage. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
I can't blame Jessa for this, no.
Well, I wouldn't blame Jessa for anything.
No. She's a perfect little angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That will destroy you with her thousands.
Why do you think I will not blame her for anything?
Hedging your bets.
I don't want to get in front of that cannon.
All right. Question number five, past or future. Would you rather go back to the past and spend a week with your ancestors?
Huh.
Or go to the future and spend a week with your kids / grandkids / etc.?
I'm hoping that I will live a life that the people in my family who follow will talk about and celebrate.
Future.
So I would choose future. I think my ancestors would fucking hate me.
I want to go back and visit my ancestors so I know who I've got to punch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Answer, yes.
I'm sure some of them are great.
You get a fist. You get a fist.
I think ancestors. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the Mayflower Pilgrims and work our way out from there.
That's also very fair.
Yeah.
All right. Cole wraps this up by saying, okay, so I cheated a bit and stole some would you rather questions from the internet.
That's fair.
Just Cole. Fine. I haven't heard him.
I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all good. I hope everyone is doing well, and I know it's a bit late, but happy Pride!
Yay!
Love from Cole.
Aww. Yay.
If you would like to send a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who has something to plug?
Oh, are we plugging first?
I suppose. Oh, no, okay. Sure.
What?
Okay. Who's got something to pound?
I mean...
All right. Pound out those compliments.
Don't look at me like that when you're saying pound.
Shout-outs?
Weird.
Pound.
Oh, God. Why?
Moist pounding.
I don't care about moist.
Pound. Going to God, pound.
Stop looking
town.
At me. I'm going to lean into the mic like this now. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, in for a penny.
All right.
Oh, you ass. Get the fuck out.
Jenna, nothing.
Jenna. Get out. Get it. What?
Do you have a pound out?
God damn it.
Sorry, he meant shout pound.
Else
I'd like to go and get a quarter pounder with pound.
It's not even the word pound. It's the way Salsa looks at me when he says
it. Yeah, it's real weird.
It's creepy.
Yeah, I always tell him not to make direct eye contact when we're kissing.
Yeah, oh, whoa. No, I don't want to...
It's even worse when we're pounding.
God damn it.
No, then I like it.
I will be at Ren and the Glen this weekend. Woo! Casimir the Hungry, 3 shows a day. Go see it. It's going to be me remembering how to do my show.
Help Salsa.
Yeah.
Bring a wire brush because I'm going to be knocking a lot of rust off of this show.
Well, see, the bring first thing you do cards. Is you have to raise the temperature really high.
Oh.
I'm really not looking forward to
that.
Yeah.
I know.
However, I am on the same stage as Toil and Tumble.
Oh, wow.
And we have already made plans for what our backstage is going to be like.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's that's gonna fantastic.
Twerk to throw them off their game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody involved is just... It's not going to throw anyone. They're just going to twerk a lot.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's okay,
it's,
too.
It's yeah. Spencer and Stacy. They'll go, I can do it way better. Yeah. And then they will
stop the show to prove it. And then they'll get back
and
to amazing
will be
the audience.
Way fucking better.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, hey. Fringe Festival's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
So, not only am I doing Cassandra this year, Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. But I am also involved in the Encyclopedia show this year.
Huh.
So there are 2 shows that I'm doing for the Encyclopedia show. I will have to get something to somebody for that so I can remember what I'm doing. But I think it's the 5th. I am doing their social justice show.
Yeah.
And then the 14th at 3, I think, is their gender show. If you have not been able to see the Encyclopedia show, the show concept is that several people are given a topic and then they produce works based on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of storytellers. It doesn't always have to be storytelling. It can be other... there's been music, there's been dance. Once the topic was circus, and we got Oh my God, why can't I think of his name now? Benjamin.
Ben Damask?
Yes. Yeah. We got him to come in and just do some circus things.
Nice.
So, yeah, like, it probably will be because this is, of course, all online and the easiest thing to do online is storytelling. So, there you go. Or other types of presentations.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, those are the two that I'm in. There are two other ones. I don't remember the topics because I don't have the brain space for it right now.
Fair.
But all of the people that are doing the Fringe Encyclopedia show are fantastic. And I highly recommend checking it out. It's usually a combination of educational and humorous, sometimes sad. That's usually me bringing the sad, but whatever. but I try to do it in an entertaining way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check those out. Also, I know I've been talking about Cassandra. I will continue to talk about Cassandra.
Good.
But I am going to announce that I do have another person listed on my cast page now.
Oh, shit.
I don't want you to get too excited. They're not going to be there physically, but you will hear the godlike voice of Matthew Kesson.
That's so fucking exciting.
I know. So, yeah, it's just he's got a cameo, is the way I'm going to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a cameo in my show this year. So, yeah, check out that mad cast page on minnesotafringe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, take a look at the more info section on my show page because there are a lot of other shows out there, such as Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Yeah.
And some other really good things that I have listed from people. Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe's got a couple of shows. Not So Silent Planet is happening, so speculative fiction, if that's your jam. I have my recommendations. Go check those out as well.
Nice.
After you buy a button and then buy a ticket to my show. soon. We've got, it's a week and a half. Week and some change. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've got some work to do. So anyway, yeah, go see it.
Yeah, James. Absolutely. My shout out is going to be to the underwater creatures at the Sea Life exhibit.
I thought we were doing plugs.
We did shout outs first, didn't we?
We've been doing plugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
that's why I was fucking with salsa earlier.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. we've always done shout outs first.
I know.
Okay.
And then I fucked it up. Okay. But if you'll notice, the rest of us just went with it.
It's called improv, James.
Improv?
In your case, add an E to the end.
Improv-y?
Yes. Yes.
Improv.
Improve.
All right. Well, coming up at the end of August, I'm telling people right now so that you can make your fucking plans. Get your fucking tickets. It's going to be at the BLB, a real live Vil 10 show.
Woo!
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Do you have a shout out?
I do. I went to a booth camp with Jenna.
Oh, God damn it.
My shout out is to the Sea Life exhibit. It's a good quality time. And if you live in Minnesota, which some of you may, you get a pretty steep discount. So it costs about as much as a movie ticket to go and see natural underwater creatures, including jellyfish, which are really spectacular to watch.
Go great on toast with peanut butter.
Oh.
Now I just wonder if jellyfish have peanut allergies.
Oh.
I suppose there's only one way to find out.
No. Mm. That's so sad.
Sad or not, it's a way to find out.
Well, I understand for science, okay. But also like for
James.
Mean science.
No. For science.
Okay. but you're organizing this project.
All right.
My shout out is to a shoe brand.
Oh.
It's called Bernie Mev. These shoes are, I believe, recycled elastic. And I am in love with them. They fit to my feet. They are comfortable. They are surprisingly supportive.
Oh.
I have very awkwardly shaped feet. Huh. And finding shoes is always a chore. But Bernie Mev, I just, every shoe I've ever put on that they've gotten, it just fits to my foot. And they're super cute. And they come in lots of different styles and lots of different colors. But I was able to, accidentally, I had brought other shoes, but I just ended up fencing in these shoes. Because I moved really well in them.
Fair enough.
And they did not come off my feet. Yeah. So, that is my shout out. Thank you, Bernie Mev, for making shoes that I can wear.
I'm going to give my shout out to blueberry cider. Not only is it delicious, but it's just, it's free. It's there and you just take it.
Yeah. In the community cooler.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I highly recommend you get blueberry cider.
I'm going to strangle you while you're swallowing a sword. And you're just, it's going to be very painful and very unpleasant.
Does anybody got anything else to say?
I went to booth camp with Jenna. Bye, I love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who's listened to this podcast. Thank you to Cole for sending in the Fast Five. Thank you to Jenna for providing me with things to imbibe on Saturday. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.